Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today inshallah we will have class number 9 from the series of classes, Your Journey to Eternity, and the title of the class today is The True Winners. Inshallah today we will continue to learn about the fruits of sincerity. Sincerity means pure intention for Allah's sake, to please Allah and to receive the reward from Him. Actually, in the previous classes related to sincerity and intention, we learned the following. Number one, intention refers to motivation behind the act. We learned also number two, there must be an intention for every action. Number three, pure intention turns the habits to acts of worship. Number four, Allah rewards for the good intention even if the action was not done. Number five, good intention is the way to have Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intercession on the Day of Judgment. And number six, pure intention is the way for the relief of hardships, as you call on Allah with your pure intention to relieve your hardships. Today, inshallah, we will continue to learn about fruits of sincerity, and we will learn today that sincerity is the way for your prayers to be sound. Let us start by remembering some facts related to the importance of prayer in Islam. Actually, prayer in Arabic called as-salat, as-salat is the link, connection between Allah and man. It is the mean by which man draws strength, reassurance and help from Allah's infinite power and everlasting mercy. In Islam, as-salah has great importance. This can be proved from the following verses of the Quran.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا. Verily, a salat, the prayer, is enjoined on the believers at fixed hours. We will read also from Isra, Surah number 17, verse 78. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أقم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس إلى غسق الليل وقرآن الفجر إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا. Perform a salat from midday till the darkness of the night and recite the Quran in the early dawn, morning Fajr prayer. Verily, the recitation of the Quran in the early dawn, the morning Fajr prayer, is ever witnessed. That is to say, attended by the angels in charge of mankind of the day and the night. This verse of the Quran is a proof that prayer, as-salah, is a command from Allah, the Almighty. We will read also from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2. Verse number 238, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى وقوموا لله قانتين. Guard strictly the five obligatory salawat, the prayers, especially the middle salat, Salat al-Asr, and stand before Allah with obedience. From these verses of the Quran, we learn that a salah is very important in Islam. It is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is the second pillar of Islam after al-Shahada. And actually, we are commanded to pray all the time. Allah the Almighty is commanding the Muslim to pray all the time, whether they are traveling or they are staying, they are ill or they are in a good shape. they are commanded to pray. Rahim, also regarding the importance of as-salat, prayers in Islam, we must learn that as-salat is the first thing to be asked about on the Day of Judgment. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first matter that the slave will be brought to account for on the Day of Judgment is the prayer. If it is sound, then the rest of his deeds will be sound. And if it is bad, then the rest of his deeds will be bad. So actually, this is very important for every one of us to evaluate the prayer correctly, to know the importance of as-salat. On the Day of Judgment, the most important for you is that your prayers will be accepted or your salat will be accepted by Allah. If they are accepted by Allah, inshallah, you will be in the paradise. Immediately you will realize that inshallah, your final destination is the paradise. But if you have a problem with the acceptance of your salat on the Day of Judgment, actually it is the first matter that you are brought to account for. So if you fail to have your prayers sound on the Day of Judgment, this means that your final destination is not the paradise. So as Muslims, we must have priorities, you know, and we must always have a salah as the most important priority for us as Muslims, because we always actually deviate, you know, from what is most important, what is less important, what is just important. The prayers or as-salah is the most important for the true believers in this life and in the hereafter. We will learn these facts now, and we all the time need to remind ourselves about the importance of as-salah. Otherwise, we will be the true losers and not the true winners. So we will read also about this fact, about the importance of as-salat, inshallah, that those whom they have their prayers perfect with sincerity accepted by Allah, they are the true winners. We will read from Surah number 23, verse 1 and 2. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون
Successful indeed are the believers, those who offer their salah with all solemnity and full submissiveness.
Actually, Allah the Almighty is clarifying that the believers whom are the successful ones are those whom they offer their salat with submission to Allah and with sincerity. Okay, so this is a Quranic rule regarding who are the successful, who are the winners. Okay, number one, the most important character for them is that they offer their salat prayers with sincerity. Okay. Also, we must know that prayer is the source of spiritual power during hardships and trials. Actually, no wonder that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to restore to as-salat whenever things became difficult to cope with. It was the habit of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whenever he is in trial or he is facing a hardship, is that he will actually start prayer and start as-salah and start calling on Allah the Almighty. And also, when the time of prayer comes, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to ask Bilal, his companion, to make the call to prayer, saying, bring us its comfort. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that the most beloved act to him in this life is as-salat, because it is the source of comfort for him. And actually, it was the most beloved deed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it must be actually the most beloved deed for any true believer. Why? Actually, because when you have a task, when you face a task beyond your limit, when the temptations are hard to resist, when the corruption is very painful, and when evil is powerful,
you can only escape to as-salah, to call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide you with the support and the strength to face all of these trials of our worldly life. The only way during these trials and the hardship to receive power, to have power and to have support and to keep on following the right path, not to deviate, you know, to the wrong path, is to have the power from Allah the Almighty. How I can have the power with Him? When I have the link with Him and the connection with Him. How can I connect with Him? When I pray or I start my salat or my prayer, and during my prayer, when I am in the sujood, down, prostration, I will start calling on Him, okay, complaining to Him, O Allah, the task is beyond my limit, O Allah, the corruption is painful, O Allah, I can't resist the temptation, O Allah, it is very difficult for me to keep my good manners, O Allah, everything is against me, what can I do, I am alone, I am very weak, I am in need of your help. And actually, so long you are sincere on calling on Allah, inshallah, while you are down, still in your position, calling on Him, He will provide you with a lot of psychological strength, and you will feel that I am in a different shape after I called on Allah. I feel that I have power in my spirit. I will keep on following the right path, inshallah. I will never deviate to the wrong one, because I received the dose of support and spiritual strength when I have the link with Allah the Almighty, when I called on Him during my prayer, when I was down in prostration, because this is the position where the slave is closest to Allah the Almighty. Okay. Actually, we must learn also that prayer is a form of light. Okay? How prayer is a form of light? Actually, it is a form of light, because we will read now from Surah An-Nur, Surah number 24, verse number 35, to realize that prayer, as-salah, provides the believer with the light, the internal one and the external one, as I will explain now. Let us first read Surah number 24, Surah An-Nur, verse number 35. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الله نور السماوات والأرض مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح المصباح في زجاجة الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس والله بكل شيء عليم.
Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. The parable of His light is as a niche, and within it a lamp. The lamp is in a glass, the glass, as it were, a brilliant star, lit from a blessed tree, an olive, neither of the east nor of the west, whose oil would almost glow forth, though no fire touched it. Light upon light, Allah guides us to His light whom He wills, and Allah sets forth parables for mankind, and Allah is all-knower of everything.
Okay. So actually, Allah is the Almighty is teaching us that He is the light of the heavens and the earth. This is number one. And number two, that He, the Almighty, guides to His light whom He wills. So if you are a true believer in the oneness of Allah, you have sincerity during your meeting in as-salah with Allah the Almighty, Allah will provide you with the light. Okay, and that light actually is internal inside your spirit,
which give you the clear concepts, the wisdom, the truth, and also it is an external light which is a way for correct decisions and clarity of the right path. And actually you can feel this, sister, this light inside your spirit and outside also your spirit when you are close to Allah. During our life there are times when you feel that you were so close to Allah, you were all the time praying your prayers, salawat, with sincerity, you were all the time obeying the commands of Allah, and when you remember that time, you always feel that your decisions at that time were correct, and you were following the right path very easily. You were not confused, you were not deviated to the wrong path. Evil or shaitan was not having any rule on your spirit. Why? Because you have the light. Because you are not living in darkness. The problem with the disbelief, the problem with the disobedience, is that you are away from the source of the light. So you will have darkness inside and darkness outside. The inside darkness always lead to sadness, depression, confusion, and the outside darkness always lead to deviation from the right path. The contrast is for those whom they are close to Allah, they having sincerity to Allah. Allah the Almighty, the light of the heavens and earth, is so close to them, and Allah the Almighty guides them to His light. So you always feel that everything is clear for you. The right path is very clear for you. You cannot choose, you know, the wrong path. Because everything is very clear to you. This is out of the light of Allah, which He provides to whom He wills. And actually, it is the one of the greatest blessings in this worldly life to have the internal and the external light, so that inshallah, you will be always on the right path. We must also realize that as-salah is actually the source of tranquility, peace and reassurance. We will read now from Surah number 13, verse number 28. Surah number 13, Surah Al-Ra'd, verse number 28. We'll read now from Surah 13, verse number 28, regarding that the prayer as-salah is a source of tranquility and peace. Reassurance. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Those who believed in the oneness of Allah, Islamic monotheism, and whose hearts find rest in the remembrance of Allah, verily in the remembrance of Allah do hearts find rest.
Actually, the word tatma'in in Arabic is not only rest, it is reassurance, it is tranquility, and it is peace. Okay, this is the meaning of the Arabic word tatma'in. Okay, and this means that when you remember Allah the Almighty, Allah will provide you with these feelings. And actually, the prayer is as-salah, is one of the forms of remembrance of Allah, because you recite the Holy Quran and you call on Allah. So as-salah is a form of remembrance of Allah, and as-salat is a source of tranquility, peace, and reassurance. We will learn that. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When you will pray with sincerity to Allah the Almighty, you can strive. This will give you a power to strive against all kinds of evil, sins, and temptations. We will read now from Surah number 29, Surah Al-Ankabut, verse number 45. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. أتل ما أوحي إليك من الكتاب وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
Forty-five, twenty-nine. Recite, O Muhammad, what has been revealed to you of the book, the Quran, and perform a salah. Verily, a salah, the prayer, prevents from al-fasha, and al-munkar, and the remembering of you by Allah in front of the angels is greater indeed than your remembering praising of Allah in prayers, and Allah knows what you do.
So actually, the meaning of al-fahsha and al-munkar are the things, you know. The prayer prevents you from the sins, from, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, from evil. Okay, the prayer will help you to strive against all kinds of evil and sins. Why? Because actually, when I pray, when I connect with Allah or have the link with Allah with sincerity, I feel the power of Allah inside my spirit. And when I feel the power of Allah, and I feel how powerful is Allah, the Almighty, the one who is controlling my life, I will be very shy to show Him, you know, that I am committing sins, I am doing evil, I am not following the right path. Because I feel the existence of Allah. I feel that Allah is so close to me, Allah can listen, Allah can hear everything, Allah is recording everything. So, out of the belief in the power of Allah, out of the belief of the existence of Allah, out of the belief of the knowledge of Allah about me regarding everything, I will be very shy that Allah will see me, you know, committing sins or doing evil. So I will all the time strive to be away from all what Allah doesn't like. Accordingly, the meeting with Allah, as-salat, will help me to avoid sins or to be away from the sins or from the evil and from all the temptation. It is the relation between you and Allah, the Almighty, the close relation between you and the Almighty, and the realization of the power of Allah, and the realization of, you know, that all the matters are only up to Him. Also, the prayer, as-salah, is the way to wipe all your sins. We will read now from Surah number 11, verse number 114, to realize that we have a way to wipe our sins, which is our salat, keeping in mind that we must pray with sincerity. The most important for the prayer of salah to be accepted is to do as-salah with sincerity.
الرحمن الرحيم وأقم الصلاة طرفي النهار وزلفا من الليل إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات ذلك ذكرى للذاكرين.
And perform a salah at the two ends of the day and in some hours of the night. Verily the good deeds remove the evil deeds. That is a reminder and advice for the mindful, those who keep those who
accept it. Yes, this is very good. Allah the Almighty is clarifying that the good remove the evil deeds. Okay, and the evil deeds are the sins. So this means that so long as salah is the most important good deed for the believer, so inshallah it is a way to wipe his sins. Regarding the as-salah as a wiping out of the sins, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, these five prayers, five daily prayers, Allah wipes away the sins by them. He said that. Okay? This is a clear hadith from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that these five daily prayers, Allah wipes away the sins by them. He also said the five daily prayers and the Friday prayer until the next Friday are expiation for what is between them, regarding the small sins. But this is not an indication that the sisters must pray the Friday prayer in the masjid. No, Friday prayer is only for the men. You can, because this hadith is for the men and the women. Okay? So, for the men, they must pray Friday prayer in the masjid. Accordingly, it is a Friday prayer. Okay? But for the women, it is better for them to pray it at home. Okay, I always try to focus on this fact because many sisters are under the impression that she must pray Friday prayer in the masjid. This is not the rule in Islam. The rule is for the sisters to pray at your home is better than praying in the masjid. Okay? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person had a stream outside his door and he passed in it 5 times a day, do you think that he would have any dirt left on him? The people said, no dirt will remain on him whatsoever. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is like the 5 daily prayers. Allah wipes away the sins by them. So in conclusion, a salah is a great mercy from Allah the Almighty. Because as I clarified here, sisters, a salah is the source of light, guidance, reassurance, peace, support to wipe away your sins. Okay, it is the second pillar of Islam. It is the first act to be asked about on the Day of Judgment. Okay, the true winners are those whom they pray with sincerity, as we read from Surah number 23, verse number 1 and 2. Accordingly, as true believers, we must have our salah as the most important act in our day. And we must focus that my goal from my salat is that inshallah it will be accepted by Allah the Almighty. Okay, how my prayers will be accepted by Allah the Almighty so that inshallah I will win this life and the hereafter. Okay, to answer this question, let us revise the components of as-salah. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The most important component of as-salah is Surah Al-Fatih. Okay, this is the most important. Why? Because Surah Al-Fatiha is the greatest surah of the Quran. In spite of the fact it is a small one, but it is the greatest surah of the Quran. You have some chapters, actually, let me use the word chapter. It is the greatest chapter of the Quran. In spite of the fact you have some chapter like Surah Al-Baqarah, which actually is 286 verses, Surah Al-Fatiha is only 7 verses of the Quran, but it is the greatest chapter of the Quran. Why? Actually, it is called the mother of the book. It is called the mother of the book because it contains all the meaning of the entire Quran. Okay, in Surah Al-Fatiha, okay, actually we recite Surah Al-Fatiha 17 times per day during the obligatory prayers only. Okay, and it is a must for the prayer to be accepted. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever performs any prayer, salat, in which he didn't read the mother of the book, Umm al-Kitab al-Fatiha, then his prayer is incomplete. Okay, what is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that in every rak'ah, I must recite Surah al-Fatiha. And some Qur'an. If I can recite some Qur'an, inshallah my prayer is accepted. If I cannot recite some Qur'an in addition to Surah Al-Fatiha, my prayer is accepted. But if I can recite some Qur'an without Surah Al-Fatiha, my prayer is not accepted. Okay? And this is the proof of the importance of Surah Al-Fatiha and that it is a must for every prayer. Okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Surah Al-Fatiha, said Allah the Exalted, said, I have divided the prayer, Surah Al-Fatiha. Allah the Almighty is calling Surah Al-Fatiha the prayer. Okay? Because actually it is the most important in the prayer. Okay? Allah is calling it, Allah is saying, I have divided the prayer, Surah Al-Fatiha, into two halves. Between me and my servant, a half of it is for me and a half for my servant, and my servant shall acquire what he asked for. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this, sister, is that Surah Al-Fatiha, okay, which is the first chapter in the Quran, which is the most important, okay, of the Holy Quran, Allah the Almighty planned it as a dialogue between Allah and His servant, so that you can be connected with Allah all the time. When you feel that you have a dialogue, okay, with Allah, inshallah, you will keep your sincerity. You will keep the feeling of existence of Allah with you because you have the dialogue with Him through Surah Al-Fatiha. Allah made it like this because it is the most important component and because it is actually you recite it at the beginning of the prayer. If you can have sincerity during Surah Al-Fatiha, in every rak'ah, you will have sincerity in all your prayers. Inshallah, your prayers are sound. Inshallah, you will be the true winner of this life and the hereafter. But if at the beginning of your salah, you lose the contact with Allah while you are reciting Surah Al-Fatiha, forget about your prayer. You will not be able to connect again. Okay? Out of His mercy, He made it as a dialogue between Allah and His servant. Okay, so that all the time I will be connected with Him. Allah the Almighty said, when my servant says, so let us have Surah Al-Fatiha, sisters. When my sister says, first when you recite Surah Al-Fatiha, you start with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is verse number one. Okay, you cannot recite Surah Al-Fatiha starting with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. You must say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You can say it loudly or you can say it silent. Okay, but you must recite it because there are some Muslims whom they are under the impression that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is, you know, just, you know, the opening. Like most of the verses of the Quran, it is written in the Quran at the beginning of any chapter, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. No, in Surah Al-Fatiha, it is one of the verses of Surah Al-Fatiha. So you must say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If it is allowed prayer, you can, if you want to raise your voice, starting with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Okay? Okay, you can read one by one in English. I would say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Let us start from Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You can say,
in the name of Allah, the most merciful, in the name of Allah, the most graceful.
Gracious.
My mind is gone today. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
All the praises and thanks be to Allah, the Lord of the Alameen.
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
The most gracious, the most merciful.
Malik Yawm Ad-Din.
The only owner of the day of recompense.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
You we worship and you we ask for help. You alone we worship and you alone we ask for help.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
Guide us to the straight way.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
The way of those on whom you have bestowed your grace, not of those who earned your anger, those who went astray.
So actually, sister, this is Surah Al-Fatiha, which Allah mentioned that He divided into two halves between Him and His servant. We will read now how Allah is having, you know, the dialogue with His servant in this surah. Allah said regarding verse number 2, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, when my servant says all praise and thanks be to Allah, the Lord of the existence, Allah says, my servant has praised me. Okay. Regarding verse number 3, when the servant says, the most gracious, the most merciful, okay, Allah says, my servant has glorified me. Regarding verse number 4, when the servant says, Master of the Day of Judgment, Allah says, my servant has glorified me. Regarding verse number 5, when the servant says, you alone we worship and you alone we ask for help, Allah says, this is between me and my servant shall acquire what he sought. Let me clarify to you the meaning of this verse of the Quran, sisters. Allah is saying that when the servant will say, you alone we worship, this is for Allah. Okay? And when the servant will say, and you alone we ask for help, this is for the servant. He is asking the help only from Allah. Allah is replying, my servant shall Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My servant shall acquire what he asked for. Okay? This means that when you recite this verse of Surah Al-Fatiha, verse number 5, you receive a promise from Allah the Almighty that Allah will support you. Because Allah said, this is for my servant, and my servant shall acquire what he asked for. And this is how Surah Al-Fatiha is a source of tranquility and peace, because while you are reciting it, in verse number 5, you receive a message of Allah that inshallah, after this prayer, you will be receiving the help of Allah, which you asked Him for with sincerity. Okay? You were sincere. You will feeling the meanings of the word when you are asking the help only from Allah. Allah, inshallah, will help you. And when you would, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, when you will recite verse number 6, اهدنا الصراط المستقيمة, Allah will say, this is between, Allah will say, this is for my slave, and my slave will acquire what he asked for. This means that, inshallah, you will be guided after this prayer. So when you recite Surah Al-Fatiha with sincerity, you will receive two promises from Allah. A promise of guidance and a promise of help from Him. Okay? Now, I want you to let us focus today, you know, about the sincerity in Surah Al-Fatiha. The most important verse for sincerity in Surah Al-Fatiha is verse number 5. You alone we worship, and you alone we ask for help. Because this is the meaning of there is no God but Allah. This is the meaning of al-shahada. This is the meaning of la ilaha illallah. The religion of Islam is about and around la ilaha illallah. There is no God but Allah. There is no God but Allah equals to Allah only I worship, Allah only I ask for help. All my life is around Him. Okay? So, if you can recite this verse of the Quran from the depths of your heart with the full belief that, O Allah, you alone we worship, O Allah, you alone we ask for help with full sincerity, this means that you are a sincere believer. This means that you can recite Surah Al-Fatiha with sincerity, and when you will repeat it in second raka'ah, you still have sincerity. Third raka'ah, you still have sincerity. All your prayer will have sincerity. Your prayer will be sound. Your prayer will be accepted. You will be the winner. So the most important before starting your prayer is to know the meaning of verse number 5, you alone we worship, and you alone we ask for help. This is what we will learn now, inshallah, so that the minute you start reciting Surah Al-Fatiha, you remember that immediately I will recite verse number 5. I believe in it. I will recite it with sincerity. I want my prayer to be sound. I want to receive the blessings of my prayer in this life, in the here, and in the hereafter. Now we will start with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You alone we worship, and you alone we ask for help. Actually, these two principles, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, these two pillars are the means to the security and to the everlasting bliss. All the religion of Islam is around this rule. You alone we worship, the oneness of Allah in worship, and the oneness of Allah regarding asking any need or any help. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding you alone we worship, we will recite three verses of the Quran. I want you sisters, regarding these verses of the Quran, to keep it with you all the time. Okay? Because when you have these verses of the Quran, which I will give it to you today, this means that you have all the meaning of Islam. You have all what you need to follow the right path. Okay? The power of Allah, the will of Allah. People have no power. Allah is the source of all the power. You know, this, inshallah, verses of the Quran, you must keep it all the time. And actually, for me personally, you know, these verses of the Quran,
I am always repeating them. And I always recall them. At any trial, at any hardship, I recall these verses of the Quran. And also before the prayers, I recall these verses of the Quran because they always support me regarding you alone we worship and you alone we ask for help. Because most of the people nowadays, they ask for help other people and they forget to ask Allah. And they are under the impression that if I have any issue or any problem, there is always someone who can help me to do it. And if I don't have someone, if I don't know someone, I will be helpless. We forget about Allah. Allah alone, I ask for help. Okay? So I will give you now these three verses of the Quran, and inshallah, try to keep it in your heart, so that inshallah, it will help you to have the sincerity before you start your prayers. We will start now by reading from Surah number 7, verse number 54.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن ربكم الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يغشي الليل النهار يطلبه حثيثا والشمس والقمر والنجوم مسخرات بأمره ألا له الخلق والأمر تبارك الله رب العالمين.
Indeed, your Lord is Allah who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and then he rose over the throne. He brings the night as a cover over the day, seeking it rapidly, and the sun, the moon, the stars subjected to his command. Surely his is the creation and commandment. Blessed is Allah and the Lord of the Alameen.
Actually, sisters, I want you all the time when you look, you know, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, to the heavens, to remember that Allah is the one who creates all the heavens. When you look to the earth, when you look to the sea, to the ocean, to the fish, to, you know, whatever, to the plants, to the trees, you must remember Allah, the Almighty, the Creator of everything. Allah created everything in 6 days. Okay, this is the power and this is the will of Allah. And everything is subjected to His command. Allah, the Almighty, is the only one who has the will and who has the command. Okay, and when you realize this, you realize that all the life is run by the power of Allah only. Only Allah. Accordingly, logically, whom I worship. I question myself, whom I worship. I must worship the one to whom all the command, all the will, all the power, all the creation, everything is only up to Allah, the Almighty. Okay, so when I recite these verses of the Quran, and when I go, to the park, or to beside the sea, or in any place, I must remember Allah, the Almighty. I am not supposed to look to the sea or to look to the trees and the flowers and to say, oh, you know, the nature is very beautiful. The one who created the nature is the most merciful. He created for us this beautiful nature out of His mercy. Oh Allah, I always remember you. I am very thankful to you. Up to you is the command and up to you is the will and the power. My life, all life, the present, the future, and everything is only up to Allah, the Almighty. You alone we worship. Immediately your heart will call on Allah. You alone we worship. Let us read now again. Surah number 11, verse number 123. And actually, sisters, when you recite these verses and when you feel it, okay, you are now remembering Allah. You remembering Allah, as we learn, is a source of reassurance, tranquility, and peace. Immediately, you will feel internal peace. While you are in the park or looking to the sea. This internal peace is not because you are looking to the trees and the flowers. Because there are other people whom they are also in the park and they didn't receive this, you know, dose of tranquility and peace. You receive it because you remember the Creator of everything. Okay, so always try to remember Allah the Almighty so that you can receive this dose. And we will read now again from Surah number 11,
verse number 123. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولله غيب السماوات والأرض وإليه يرجع الأمر كله فاعبده وتوكل عليه وما ربك بغافل عما تعملون.
And to Allah belongs the ghaib of the heavens and the earth, and to Him return all affairs. So worship Him, O Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and put your trust in Him, and your Lord is not unaware of what you do.
You see, sister, this is also one of the verses of the Quran which is giving us, you know, all what you need in your relation with Allah the Almighty. All the unseen is only up to Allah the Almighty. And actually, sisters, most of the human being, or maybe all the human being, we cannot actually realize the meaning of the word unseen. Because the unseen is related to the future, and the unseen, the time and the place. Okay, I am here, and the campus where my daughter is there is unseen for me. I don't know. This is the place. After 1 second is also part of the unseen for me. This is the time. So the time and the place, both of them are part of the unseen for us. The only seen for us is where we are sitting now in this room. Outside, this room is unseen for us. Allah, the Almighty, knows all the unseen related to the time and the place in the heavens and in the earth. If you try just to reflect in this fact, it will be too much for you. What is this? Allah knows how many, birds are flying in Australia. How many papers of the tree are falling in Egypt. How many fishes are in the Pacific Ocean. How many, all of this Allah knows. And also regarding the future of every human being on the earth, Allah knows the future up to the minute of death. This is the knowledge of Allah, the Almighty. This is number one. Number two, all the affairs return to Him only, alone. Accordingly, whom I worship in this life. You alone, we worship. Logically and also from my heart. But when I reach Allah logically, okay, I realize that it is His mercy that He is guiding us to worship Him alone. Because He is the only creator, He is the only owner, and He is the only one who knows the unseen. Okay, and He is the only one to whom return all the affairs. If I am looking for marriage, if I am looking qualification, for my health, for a baby, for money, for wealth, for anything, the decision is only up to Him. So whom I worship and whom I ask for help, I will ask for help the one, all the decisions are up to Him only. There are no partners with Allah. We cannot say that the president of this country is also have decisions regarding our affairs. No wrong. He is a human being. He is handful of dust. He will die. He doesn't have any power. The power is from Allah to him. And when Allah decides to have the power from him, Allah will make him a normal human being. Okay? He will not be a president anymore. Okay? And there is no president who was president forever. This is the wisdom of Allah, so that we realize that only Allah we worship. Okay, accordingly, Allah is commanding Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So worship Him and put your trust in Him. Now we will read also Surah number 36, verse number 82 and 83, which will clarify to you why all the decisions are only to Allah. Okay, so that you are clear. Okay, regarding you alone we worship, so that inshallah when you will recite it in Surah Al-Fatiha, you will recite it with sincerity and you will receive all the blessings of your prayers. Surah number 36. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Verse number 83. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. 82 and 83. 82 and 83.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون فسبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء وإليه ترجعون.
Verily his command when he intends a thing is only that he says to it be and it is. So glorified be he and exalted above all that they associate with him and in whose hands is the dominion of all things and to him you shall be returned.
You see? Now it is clear. You see, sisters, why? Actually, sisters, Allah the Almighty in Surah number 36, Surah Yasin, verse number 82 and 83 is clarifying to us how all the affairs are only up to him, because his command when he intends a thing is that he says to it be and it is. This be is only from the Allah the Almighty. None can say be and it is except Allah the Almighty. None of his creatures can say be. Be is only to Allah the Almighty. So whatever you are looking for in this worldly life, all your life, okay, all your problems, all your hopes can be solved with one word from Allah the Almighty, be and it is. Okay, accordingly, Allah is saying about himself, so glorified is he and exalted above all that they associate with him. Accordingly, when Allah said this, what we are supposed to say, you alone we worship. Okay, this is how you feel it. This is how you believe in it. This is how you reach its meaning, you know, logically. This is how when you recite it during recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha, you say to Allah, you alone we worship. Okay? When you connect with Allah during saying, you alone we worship, okay, you will keep your connection with Allah the rest of the rak'ah. Then you will move to the second one. You will recite Surah Al-Fatiha. You will feel that this is the dialogue between you and Allah. Until you reach you alone, we worship, and you reach you alone, we ask for help. Because every one of us is in need of the help of Allah 24 hours, 7, in every second. Not in every minute, in every second. This is how Allah is creating us to be in need of Him all the time. Accordingly, I must repeat all the time, you alone, we ask for help. Okay, because there are some people whom they are under the impression that nowadays I am living an easy life and I am not in need of Allah. I am not in need of any help of anyone. Everything is perfect in my life. This is actually the reality of the ignorance. Okay? You are in need of Allah every second, because when you breathe the air, you are in need of Allah the Almighty. Okay? So, when you realize, sister, that, you know, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, everything is in Allah's hands, all matters are only up to His decision, as if He says be, it will be. All power and authority belong to Him alone. He is aware of everything that every person does, whether good or bad. Accordingly, Allah is the only one who deserves to be worshipped. Okay? And this fact must be very clear in your spirit, and you never deviate from it. If this fact is very clear in your spirit, immediately you will say, and you alone we ask for help. Okay? What is the meaning of this? It means that we don't seek help from anyone but Allah, because the affair in its totality is under your control alone. This fact, sister, must be the source of the tranquility in your spirit. I am not in need of any human being on this, whether he or she are the boss of my work, my husband, my neighbor, my doctor, any human being. I am not in need of any help of anyone. I am in need only of one,
Allah the Almighty, because it is up to his bee. If Allah will send his bee to my boss will treat me in an excellent way. If the bee to my boss is that Mona is a troublemaker, he will have this impression about me. But in reality, I am not a troublemaker. But bee to my boss is that Mona is a troublemaker. So he will be all the time, you know, trying to cause troubles for me, because he is under the impression that I am a troublemaker. In reality, I am not a troublemaker. I will lose my work. Okay? And I will be under the impression that I lost my work because of my boss. My boss controlled my life, destroyed my life. This is against the belief in the oneness of Allah. None can cause harm, none can prevent harm, none can cause anything good for you except by the command of Allah. This is the decree of Allah. This is the time decreed by Allah that you will lose the job. And there must be a reason. Who is the reason? The boss. How? A command to the boss that this is a troublemaker and try to get her out of the job gradually. And in the minute which Allah decided that I will leave the job, I was about to go to the boss to say to him, I am very sorry, I will be very cooperative. A minute before this, you know, I received a paper that I am laid off. How come? How come this boss, he knows that I was about to apologize to him? Nobody knows anything. Nobody makes anything. It is Allah's decision. Everything is only up to him. And you are supposed to ask the help only from Allah, not from Allah and the human being. This is not accepted with Allah. This is not the sincerity. From the depths of your heart, which only Allah knows. I can come to the class and tell you, no, sister, I am very sincere. I never ask any help from anyone. With my tongue. But after you leave, okay, I will try to ask the help from everyone. Who knows this? Allah the Almighty. Accordingly, all my deeds will be accepted by, not accepted by Allah. You as my sister are under the impression that Sister Mona, all her deeds are accepted. Unfortunately, you don't know the truth. Allah knows that from the depths of my heart, I am not so confident regarding you alone. We ask for help. I can ask you, O Allah, but also people, they can help me. You are not sincere with Allah. Your deeds will not be accepted. You must believe with the full reassurance that only Allah is the one who decides for me. Accordingly, all my matters are only up to Him. Accordingly, I have sincerity with Him. And out of my sincerity to Allah, I do my job in the best shape. Not for my boss, not for my job, not for my salary, for the sake of Allah the Almighty. If Allah decides that this job is good for me, I will continue. If Allah decides that this job will not be after 2 months good for me, there was a big problem I was about to face. But out of His mercy, He gave the command to the boss to lay me off. I will accept laying off from Allah, not from my boss at all. Because my boss is just a mean. Allah is sending His commands and making His commands through the human being. They are just means. My boss is out of the equation. I will never go and say him, I am very sorry. Please give me another chance. I will try my best. It was my mistake. Other people, this and that. Why? Why? Where is your dignity as a true believer in the oneness of Allah? This is the fruits of the belief in the oneness of Allah. I only ask Allah. I only cry to Allah. I only show my weakness to Allah, because all my affairs are only to Allah, the Almighty. With every human being, I have my dignity. I'm strong. I'm in a good shape. Okay, I never show my weakness to any human being. They don't have power. They don't have will. Okay, and they don't have any decision. They cannot make anything. This is the mercy of the belief in Islam, sisters, as revered sister. This is how you love Islam. And to tell you the truth, the more I teach these facts, You know, I am more thankful to Allah that I am a true believer, not just a Muslim by name. I am a true believer in His oneness. All my matters are only to Allah. I can treat my husband in the best shape, and one day he can come and tell me, Salamu alaikum. Why Salamu alaikum? I was the best wife. Oh, my husband, why? Crying. No, this is the decision of Allah, the Almighty. If you are a true believer in His oneness, be sure that this is the best for you, because you were trying your best. But Allah decided this. So don't go and cry for the people, and beg the people, and ask the help from the people. Show the people that you are in so need of their help. They cannot do anything. If you do like this with the people, sister, you are proving that you are not a true believer in Allah's oneness. You will never connect with Allah in your prayers. You don't have sincerity. And because of that, this is verse number 5 from the Surah Al-Fatiha, which is the most important. You alone we worship, you alone we ask for help. Okay, you must recite it from the depths of your heart during your prayer, so that inshallah, when you recite it from the depths of your heart, you will feel and you will receive, you know, from Allah that your prayer inshallah is accepted. Okay, you are praying with sincerity. Most of the Muslims nowadays are questioning their khushu' or sincerity in prayer. They don't have sincerity in prayer. Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Rahman, Rahim, Malik, Yawmiddin, Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in. Then they are out. They don't feel, they don't receive the light, the guidance, the peace. They don't receive anything. Why? Because they didn't, you know, recite the verses of Surah Al-Fatiha as a, you know, dialogue with Allah, and they didn't say from the depths of their heart, you alone we worship, you alone we ask for help. And after my prayer, after I finish, okay, before finishing, during prostration, I will again send the same message. Oh Allah, I said in Surah Al-Fatiha, you alone I ask for help accordingly. Oh Allah, I have this problem and that problem and this hope and that trial. I am asking you only, because now I am very close to you, the closest position to you. I am asking you. I will never ask anyone after I finish my prayer, oh Allah, I have all the hope that you will fulfill your promise to me regarding when I call on you alone, you will inshallah answer my call to you. Then I finish my prayer. When I finish my prayer with this sincerity, I will feel all the tranquility in the worldly life. Alhamdulillah. I love the prayer. And because of that, as we mentioned at the beginning of the class, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was calling on Bilal, telling him, call the prayer and let us receive its comfort. This is the comfort of the prayer. The sincerity while you are reciting Surah Al-Fatiha, the practice of your sincerity when you are calling on Allah during your sujood, and Alhamdulillah. After the prayer, Sister Shukriya will tell me, Sister Mona, do you have problem? I tell her, no. Alhamdulillah. She will tell me, but I think I hear that you have some problem. I tell her, I am telling you, I don't have any problem. Do you need any help from me? I can help in your problem. I tell her, no. Jazakallah khair. Why? Because I believe that when Allah will decide to solve my problem, Allah, the Almighty, will give the command to Shukriya to help me. I cannot push Shukriya to help me, because Shukriya must receive a command from Allah, the Almighty, to help me. Maybe it is now, maybe it is later. This is not my work. This is not my job. This is Allah, the Almighty. No, thank you, Jazakallah, Sister Shukriya. Just do dua for me. From the human beings, I only ask them to do dua for me. This is more than enough for me. So, sisters, actually, this is the topic of today. Let me give you the conclusion. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In conclusion, your way to have your prayer sound
and to receive all its benefits is your sincerity to Allah while reciting Surah Al-Fatiha when you send to Allah a true message saying, you alone we worship, you alone we ask for help. Through this message of sincerity, you will win all the benefits and blessings of your prayer, and on the Day of Judgment, your prayers will be found, and you will be from the true winners. Inshallah, next week we will continue to learn more and more about the fruits of sincerity, and we will learn about the love in our life with everyone, inshallah. Through having the sincerity to Allah the Almighty, we will learn about the love, inshallah. And let us make the dua. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم سلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all love in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our hearts firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the Day of Judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.